You're listening to the Teletext R podcast, the internet's best and only podcast about CFAX, Prestel, Videotext, Televideo, and all things Teletext. Welcome, Teletexters, to the web's most listened to podcast about Teletext and only Teletext. I'm here with Rusty Russ, otherwise known as the enigmatic Rusty Russ, with the S-Sets on Twitter.
And then when Oracle ended at the end of 1992, when I stayed up late that night to watch it dwindle away to a small little square in the middle of the screen, I kept that page on hold to the point where I went to bed, and yeah, that was Oracle gone for me forevermore then. There's a little memory coming back.
But, as we know, it was replaced by a new service, Teletext. Do you think the new service ever really lived up to the success, the quality of Oracle?
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. I mean, certainly when Teletext came in, it came in with a bang, and there was lots of different features. It's certainly more larger than Oracle. I always felt that Teletext, as in the company that took over, it felt a bit cold in places. I don't know, it felt like with Oracle, you could phone in with your views. It certainly was more instant, whereas Teletext, obviously back then before the days of email was commonplace, you had to write in and wait for your messages to come up. So it felt a little bit different in that regard. Early Teletext, so you might have seen the images of, the sections were broken down into times of day. So like the kids section will be like from 7 in the morning to 9 at night, and after 9 at night you'd have like a placeholder to say, you know, the kids section will be back, you know, tomorrow morning.
Yes.
You can actually page anything in that time, so it was almost like it was a waste of space. Nothing replaced it during the equivalent of its downtime hours, but other sections were like it as well. Obviously the after hours section that they had, obvious for obvious reasons, but you'd have like a 10 page section that would be dormant for like, you know, 20 hours in the day, and then obviously up it popped at 11 o'clock at night or whenever it was, for its little 3 months that it lasted for. But yeah, so when Teletext, the company started, yeah, it was a lot to browse back then. So certainly I was one of those sad people that stayed up at New Year's Eve 1992 into 1993 just to see what it was offering. Certainly it changed the way Oracle was. It's almost like, I don't know if it was changed for change's sake. Whatever was on ITV was now on Channel 4, Teletext, and vice versa. So I don't know if they were doing it for change of change's sake or just to people guessing just so they could page everything everywhere. But yeah, I don't know whether Oracle had the fondness of it all. So it's obviously my childhood. I was 15 at the time when it ended. And obviously, you know what it's like with childhood things. It sticks forevermore.
Yeah. My own memories of Teletext, terrestrial-wise, are exclusively CFAX and Teletext Limited. But I kind of wish that I lived in the Oracle age, because looking back at some of the recoveries that Jason Robertson has done, they are really, really distinct pages, full of character. Really quite sad that those services are gone now.
The interesting thing with Jason's grabs are it's almost like Oracle's in two stages. The more the graphical age, the early, late 70s, early 80s stuff. And then once, I think Jason put some up from like 1986, and it pretty much what you saw of Oracle in 1986 was the same presentation-wise up until the end of 1992. It's almost like maybe the graphic person went or they decided this will be forevermore. But apart from a few section changes, it pretty much stayed the same until its bitter end, which was a shame. But yeah, certainly the early stuff that Jason's put out, where you got like David Bowie graphics, and I think Alison Moyer was on one of them. But the graphics, they certainly, even with CFAX as well, played with it more and showed it off more. And then when CFAX, when I think it was 1989, might have been early 1990 from memory, they went all newsy and they dropped all the fun element out of it.
Yeah.
Sadly, I didn't really play CFAX during that time until they rebranded in 1996. To the one we knew towards, you know, before it ended a few years ago. Interestingly, put a scan up or something, or put it on the Facebook group. I found this old Oracle leaflet from 1982. It had a page, the ITV Oracle from the IBA, whatever happened to them. And it says, can children read television? Oracle runs a kids club, which was news to me. I think they're probably more of a section, but Oracle runs a kids club. Each week receives a flood of jokes, suggestions, requests and birthday greetings, which are transmitted with the contributors' names. Oracle has provided enormously popular children for some time, and combining as it does with the power of television, with the written word, it can often contribute to their reading skills. That's true in a way. So obviously, Matt, you could read that then. In the same leaflet, it says, Oracle has a special appeal to deaf and hard of hearing viewers. Not only do they have access to the sound-free service, but Oracle, together with the IBA, is spending much time and money establishing a special service of subtitling for the deaf. Oracle is currently subtitling some 3 hours, obviously it's 1982, so some 3 hours a week of ITV's most popular programmes, and by the following year it would have doubled, allowing the deaf and hard of hearing to join the enjoyment of one of the most popular forms of modern communication.
Excellent. So what was the year that was from again?
Well, basically, it's from 1982, but it's a four-page leaflet, which I'll pop up at some point, but it's saying it's compiled from the ITV yearbook, 1983, so television and radio, 1983, which was apparently in all good bookshops and bookstalls at £3.50, I guess.
Ah, brilliant. There should be more publications based around teletext.
The newspaper delivered in time-honored tradition. But imagine a newspaper that's constantly updated, 15,000 times a day, covers topics like Andy gardening tech, holiday information, up-to-the-minute weather reports, and the latest racing results. Altogether 1,600 pages of useful information. The ultimate newspaper, brought to you by Oracle.
So, Russ, any prominent Teletext memories that you'd like to tell us about here on the Teletext Star podcast?
Yeah, my biggest one was the changeover from Oracle to Teletext. They shot themselves in their own foot because I think the government wanted to close down Oracle in the late 80s, and the Oracle themselves campaigned saying, no, we need to be a franchise in our own right. It all went up to tender, and applications went in, and Teletext was in there. I think a consortium behind the likes of TVAM, I don't know if Carlton had some kind of bid as well. And I think it was April 1992 when they lost, so they're obviously that period of 8 months where it's all winding down. And then, yeah, on the night itself, I'll never forget page 100, which I think was similar to how CFAX, when that ended in Northern Ireland, but page 100 went small and small into the screen to a little box. The only difference is with CFAX, they had it for like 6 hours that night. Was on Oracle, that was it. Once the white little blob in the middle of the screen went, it literally took the whole service down. I think you could still access the regional service for a couple of minutes. And then I think I read somewhere, and the Teletext has in the company specifically timed the front page, which says, "Welcome to Teletext," to make sure that was the first page that loaded up for everyone. Yeah, so when that loaded up for the first time, so again, like we were saying earlier, it seemed what it offered. But it's almost like an end point in the way. I mean, I was, say, 15 at the time. I'm sure there's, bigger things out there for a 15-year-old to worry about, but that was me at that time, and it was, a sense of an end of an era. And, I was on that final day page as much as I could, because I knew it was all going to change. Back then, it was, no likes of the internet to ball things, so it was all going to be fresh and new come midnight. Yeah, the interesting thing about that one is, because obviously I only had the small portable TV, my parents went out that night, so because it was I decided to hog downstairs, so I had the big TV either, because that night there's a few of the regional ITV stations were going, so Thames TV, which was obviously the big of the three or four that was going, so I literally had that on the main TV watching, and then I had the small portable with Oracle going at the same time, so obviously I was in my element back then.
Multi-screen teletext.
Indeed, yeah. So the parents were doing what they were doing, and I was just bringing in the new year in the only way I could.
Right. I believe time is ticking on. Look at that. We're almost at the end of this edition of the Teletexter podcast. Thank you very much for joining us, Russ. Anything else to say in closing?
No, as I said, it's been all good talking to you guys, and I'll keep on listening and submit stuff where I can, but everyone that's put stuff up over time, it's always a great thing to see.
Excellent.
Everyone keep at it. I enjoy seeing what I see up from there. Obviously, a lot of talented people out there, it's yourself included, of course. But yeah, keep up the good work.
Thank you very much for keeping the Teletext name alive. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much, Russ.
There's a channel you can turn on 24 hours a day for the very latest information on sport, constantly updated news, international and regional, TV gossip, local cinema, and music. Plus the latest information on holidays, finance, the environment, and more. And the amazing thing about this channel? You already have it. Teletext, the information channel, exclusively on ITV and Channel 4.